Shekhar al Tesh. Because the Psat from Shekhar al Tesh means don't eat anything strong that makes you a little bit shikr. See, if you eat this tima, if you eat these dates, you become like shikr. See, so he said figs, he said figs. So you see, Amol, it could be Shekhar, it could mean kilum. Maybe it means Devela Kilus. Maybe not the Pasuk talking about Yechalto means you're drinking it, but maybe it means you're eating these type of figs. No, I learned out the word sheikher here means mamish, strong wine. Like it says by the Issa Naziris, by a nozir. That ma'alahal and yayin, just like by a nozir, when the Torah says he's not allowed to drink sheikher, it means he can't drink wine, is afkan yayin. Who was it here also? When the Torah says sheikher, it means you have to eat the wine. So now the Gemara asks the question, like we were saying before. You want to tell me v'tirush chamruhu? So when the Torah says the word tirush, the wine, it doesn't mean grapes. It means wine. Is that true? But Tanya, I bring it right out like that. That the word tirush could mean taka grapes. That we learned by Hilchos Nedarim. That ha'noidim in tirush. If somebody made a neder nati tirush, is the halacha osor v'chol mina mesika. He's not allowed to eat anything that's sweet. In other words, he asked the grapes and anything like grapes that's sweet to eat. But umut to be yain. But he's allowed to drink wine. So you see, wine is not included in tirush. It's anything that's sweet. Or mut of the yayin, and he's allowed to drink wine. So here you see, tirush does not mean wine, but tirush means the grapes. So maybe the pasuk here also, the yachalta means going on the grapes, not on the wine. But this is the kasha. The tirush chamru, this is the kasha. Is tirush, does tirush mean wine? No, tirush can mean grapes. Then the chav is no kasha. The pasuk says v'chalta of tirush v'yitzer. So maybe tirush means a grapes, not wine. Just like by a neder, you see, if you ask yourself from tirush, you only mean to ask yourself from grapes or anything that's sweet like grapes, but not wine. For the Gemara, is that true? For lav chamru, you want to tell me no that tirush does not mean wine. Well, see if the pasuk says the pasuk of chaya v'tirush yinoyvev besulois, and like Rashi says here. That means ze yain, this means wine. The besuos will drink wine. The toiv shu mishaker esodom, legaloi sisra libo yatumim kapsulam. Will make the person speak out the things that he has in his heart that's hidden like a psul that's closed. So you see clearly that the sirish means wine. So Gemarian says no. Maybe it means dover habo minatirish. Is yinoyve besulis. That something that comes out of the grapes, which is wine, that will make the psulos talk a lot. But not that the tirush itself means wine. The Gemara has another question, that there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, v'sirosh yikovecha yifreitzu, that means your vats will overflow with v'sirosh. And what you store in your vats, you store wine in the vat in yikovecha, you don't store grapes there. So the Gemara says no, and the pasuk means, dover habo mina tirush yikovecha yifreitzu. I mean, things that come out of the grapes, tirush here means grapes, but the things that come out of the grapes, the wine, that will overflow from your vats. For the Gemara, the pasuk says, Gemara haksiv, zenus v'yayin v'sirosh is yikach leiv, or zenus, and drinking wine, and eating sirosh, that will take away your heart. So the Chorus mashma clearly, that v'sirosh here means the wine. And like Rashi says, the achilas anov and meinim shakeris. It can't just mean eating sirish, meaning eating the grapes. Because the grapes don't make you shikr. It won't take away your heart. Yalamai zikr means the wine here. So Gemara says, hello, the kuliyalma sirish chamru. Havadid, when the Torah says sirish havadid means wine. It doesn't mean the grapes. I kasha by nedorim v'yas masha, somebody says sirish. He only means tasa, the grapes. Or v'nedorim holach achal oshem b'nayodim. By a neder, we go boss of the way people talk. And the way people talk, they call sirush, it means grapes. For the Gemara, v'yamai korle yayin v'yamai korle sirush. If so, for telling me now the midiraisa, when the Torah says sirush, it means wine, how come sometimes the Torah calls wine yayin, and sometimes it calls wine sirush? So Gemara says that yayin means shemevi yalola liyerlam. Wine means it like makes it dark, it like makes it brings peronis on the world. Like Rashi says, you can become shikha from wine, and you do averis, you do znus, and that brings peronis. That makes it like it's black, like dark in the world. So Yalola here means like it brings punishment on the world. And Sirush means, Shekol HaMizgora Boy Nasarush. Whoever drinks too much wine will become poor from that. And Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana Yasef Rakasha, Siv Sirush, the Karinon Sirush. In other words, it says it without the Vov, and we read it with the Vov. So we dash in Zocho Nasarush. If you drink wine, but you don't drink too much, just enough, that will make you ahead, will make you good. Bashenkin Loizoch, if you're not Zoch, if you drink too much wine, will make you shikker, then Nasarush, you become poor. And like Rashi says, Nasarush means Shemapakeach Liba Bechokhma, will make you smart, like it makes you happy, and like that you become smart. And then the Gemara says, Fahainu Durova, Durova Rami, Rav Esav Akashim, Ksiv Yismach, Vakarinon, it says Karinon Yismach with a sin, with a shin, Vakarinon Yismach with a samach. So we dashin, Zocho Misamchay. If you drink, we're going to say just enough wine, it'll make you happy, it'll make the simcha. Loi Zocho, then Mishamamo, it'll make you shmama, like be waste. Well, it's rat you away. Fahainu diyama rova. Cham rova richni pikhin. Rava said the fact he drank wine, in other words, just enough wine, richni, and he had things that smelled good, it's pikhin, that made him smart. In other words, with the spices, and with the smelled good, and with the wine, that made him like happy in a good mood, and with that he was able to learn to become smart. Alright, we'll stop here. Just one more thing that we spoke about before. Before we said that the mon was 60 amas tall, and learned it out from the marble, that there the waters had said it was 15 amas high. So the question was, what do you mean it was only 15 amas high? The chur over there was 15 amas high, taller than the highest mountain. But how did the water get, like from the bottom of the ground up until the top of the mountain? The chur also came from the top. So the chur, much, much, much more water came down. So really Rashi before answered this question. Rashi before says no. That really, it says the minat tohim yotzu tchilo. The water came up from the bottom. Lemale tabikas viashvolis ad shehishvu l'roshi horim. Really, first the water came up from the tohim and made everything straight, and it was flattened out with water. That even the highest mountain was flattened up. So the water came up until the top of the highest mountain. Then the psukim say, when the water came down from Shemayim, that was another 15 amas high. The water came down to make it above the mountains. So it's very good. From two windows full of rain, it came out to fill up 15 amas high. So here, by the mon, it says there was eight windows to a door, which has eight windows. It's four times as much. Therefore, he says that it was 60 amas tall. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Ayin Vovim Abayis. You're Mula Shalabat Rechitza now. As the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, Rechitza is also, you're not going to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. The verse says, Rechitza Vesicha Minolan, Dikri Inui. How do we know that washing yourself and rubbing yourself, Sicha, rubbing oil like on your body, that that's also? Because that's called an Inui. That's called, you're putting like, not the Torah says, to put paint to your body and not to put things that you enjoy. How do we know it's called an inui? The pasuk says, the pasuk of Daniel, lechem chamudois lo yachalti. Daniel said, I did not eat good bread, uvaso v'yayin lo yivu alpi, and no wine and meat came into my mouth, v'soich lo yisochti, and I didn't rub myself at all. That's what Daniel said. We'll soon see why. Now, my lechem chamudois lo yachalti, what does it mean that Daniel did not even eat? Lechem, bread of chamudos. So Amar Rav Yehuda, bread of Shmuel Bar Shelis, that means afilu nahama dechiti dekaisa loyochal. I did not even eat nahama bread, dechiti of wheat. Dekaisa means fine wheat. I didn't eat good bread. Rashi says dechito dekaisa, chitim nois onikios, nice and clean wheat. Kedematargumim as big day Esav hachamudais. The kaisa means nice begotten. So here he did not eat nice wheat bread. So from this pasuk it says he did not eat bread and he did not wine and basar, and also the seich loisachti, he didn't rub himself. So you see, sicha is included in inui. Kedimardo uminolon dechashav kinui. How do you know these things that the Neil did is called something like he put pain to his body? How do you know it's called Inui? So the Marius of the Siv, because the apostle before says, Vayemer Elai, Al Tiro Daniel, that the Malach told Daniel, that the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, don't be afraid. Kimin Hayoim Harishon Hashem Osato Es Lipchom, Lohovin, Uli Hesano Es Lefnei Elokechom, it's on the first day that you put to your heart to understand and to fast in front of Hashem, it says Lesanos, you see it's called an Inui, that all these things you did is considered an Inui, it's considered like you put pain to your body. Is Nishmu Devarecha, it was heard what you wanted to say, Daniel, your words were heard, Vani Bosi Bidvarecha, and I came as the Malach Gavriel was able to come back because of your words. We'll soon see what that means. But I call upon him, you see the pasuk here that the Malach Gavriel was telling Daniel that these are the things that you will hisanos, like you had Inu in front of Hashem. And the pasuk before said, what did Daniel do? He didn't eat bread, and he didn't eat bosor v'yayim, and v'soich l'sochti, he didn't rub himself. So we see here that the Gemara says, Ashkechon Sicha. Good. You have a raya that Sicha, rubbing yourself, that's called an Inui. And normally you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Either it's an Asmachta, like some Mishonim, or else it's a Deraisa, and the Rabbonim come to explain what the Torah meant asa. But we have a raya from Sukkim that Sicha, rubbing yourself, is included in Inui. So therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara though, Rechitza Minolon. But how do we know you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur? Omer Rav Zutra, Rebbe Tuvia, Omer, the Pasuk says, Vatovoi Kamayim Bekirboi, that water came inside him, V'chashemen V'atzmoisov, and like the oil went on my bones. So we're saying now that what, just like Shemen V'atzmoisov, Hashem means rubbing yourself, the same thing, Vatovoi Kamayim Bekirboi, that washing yourself. That washing yourself and rubbing yourself has the same halacha. So since we have a sukkah before that sicha, rubbing yourself, is called an inui, huwa din rechitza, washing yourself, is also called an inui. So tomorrow, no, v'yemem, no, v'yemem kishtiya. Maybe the pasuk just means hishtiya, drinking. It says here, v'atovah kemayim v'kirboi. Maybe it means you drank the water. Maybe drinking the water is like rubbing yourself. So that avada is also on Yom Kippur. But how do you know rechitza, just washing your body, is also? Is v'yemem kishtiya. The Gemara says, no, dum you the shemen. The pasuk says that the water came into your body just like shemen goes on your bones. Is ma shemen miyavroi, just like oil. You don't drink the oil. You're talking about rubbing it on your body. But just like the oil means on the outside of you, is afmayim miyavroi. When the pasuk says that the water comes inside you, it doesn't mean drinking the water. It means that the water comes on top of you, that rechitza. So rechitza and sicha are the same halachas. It's considered like one. So if we know that sikh is called an inui, huadin, or rechitza is also called an inui. For the Gemara, no, v'atani yipcha. We learn from this pasuk just the opposite. Another Gemara takes this pasuk and learns a little bit different from this pasuk. V'atana yipcha kanosav lo. The Tana uses this pasuk to learn out just the opposite. The Tanan we learned. Minayin l'sikha shikishtiya. B'yom HaKippurim. How do we know that just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, hu adin sicha, rubbing yourself, rubbing your body with something, with some liquid, some oil, is considered like shtiya? Hey, how do we know that sicha is like shtiya? Afal pishen rai ledover, it's not a real, real posik. Vezecha ledover, but I have a rai a little bit from a posik. Shanyama the posik says, va'atovoi kamayim bekirboi. So mashma v'dashin now, the posik means mama's drinking. That the water came inside you, you were drinking the water. And the rubbing of the shemen on your body. So mashma that sikh is kishtiya. So we see with Taka said that the pasuk vatovei kamayim means mamish drinking. So we can't say before, like before, we wanted to say the pasuk means that rechitza, washing is the same thing like rubbing. Another Tana learns from this pasuk, no, that rubbing has the same halacha like shtiya. So you see here vatovei kamayim. Bekirboi doesn't mean washing, but it means Taka drinking. Rashi says, Shikishtiya, Alma Mayim Dekro, Shtiyahu. That's what the Pasuk says, Vatovei Kamayim Bekirboi, means he drank the water. Veshemenu di Aleph Mimayim. And we're learning out now, rubbing is the same halacha like drinking. Veyat Yalfis Mayim Eshemen. And the first time before, wants to learn out just the opposite. He wants to learn out that Mayim means Rechitza. And we're learning out Rechitza from Sicha. So what says, Allah Amar Avashi, Rechitza Megufa Dekro Shmilachon. have a raya that Rechitza is called an Inui from the Pasuk of the Nil itself. That the Pasuk before said, V'sechwe sochti, he did not rub himself. So from that Pasuk we learned out that rubbing is called an Inui. It's called, if you do it, you're giving yourself pleasure, and that's something you should not do on Yom Kippur. Now from that Pasuk Ufa we see also, Rechitza is also called giving yourself pleasure. The Pasuk says, V'soich loy sochti. The Nil said, I did not rub myself, but it's a double lashon. V'soich loy sochti. So what does it mean, a double lashon, v'soich loy sochti? It means like two things. One thing is he did not rub himself, and secondly, he did also not wash himself. So you see, washing is also called an inui. The Rashi says, Elam Rav Ashi, v'chitza l'gufa d'kroa, the Nil, the gavisicha nafkulam ribuye, the lishna v'soich loy sochti, v'mos l'nichtav loy sochti. It just should have said, Leisachti. What does it say? Two Lashonis of Soich Leisachti. The Soich Leisachti. What does it say two Lashonis for? To teach us, even Rechitza is also called an Inui. So the Kitzah, for the Apostle of the Neil, we have a Raya that Rechitza and Sicha are both called Inuyim, are called pleasures. And if you don't do it, it's called you give yourself pain. And that's what the Torah meant, or else the Rabbanan meant to say, you should not do this on Yom Kippur. Now we're going back to that pasuk by Daniel, that the Malach said, the Malach Gabriel told Daniel, you should know, v'ani bosi b'dvarecha, I was able to come back because of your words. For the Gemara, my v'ani bosi b'dvarecha. What does it mean that Gabriel told Daniel that I came back because of you? And Rashi says, Sefer Dukro Daniel, Altira Daniel, v'ani bosi b'dvarecha, nichnasti l'teicha parga b'shvilchum. Gabriel said, I was able to come back in front of Hashem because of you. What does it mean? So Gemara says, that's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel says. There were 70 people, older people of Bnei Yisrael. He was in the middle of them. They were standing in front of them. And everybody had his miktartoi. They asked her onon hakteris olam. They had like the kteris with them. They appeared with the senses, and the osar anan, and the smoke was coming up. The smoke of the kteris was going up. And the pasuk says, "Vayishlach tavnis yod." Everybody took a tavnis of a hand, a form of a hand. Vayikocheni, they picked me up. It took me. The tzitzis roishi, as Yecheskel was saying this, that like a hand came and picked me up by my head, by the hair of my head. Vatisa oisi ruach. And a big wind came, a ruach came, picked me up. Bein oros ben hashemayim, I was like flying in the air between the oros and the shemayim. Va'tovei oisi Yerushalayim, and they brought me to Yerushalayim. And they took Yecheskel from Bavel to Yerushalayim. V'maros alakim, with the maros alakim, whatever that means. V'maros alakim el Pesach shara penimis. He was brought mamish to the Pesach shara penimis. Ha'penis reina, that was facing towards the north side. Asher Shom Moishav Semel,